Oh, no.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Jack.
We'll wait another minute to start. Everyone had a beautiful Shabbat.
Oh, crap.
Please join me in saying we have a call. The letters of the month of Tibet, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn. And the ion that created the constellation Gedi, the goat, the astrological sign of Capricorn. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Ufreshayim Intet Nun Nagibor Dorshehu Ta Kivava Shamwave Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Tav Shin Vahem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatha Tami Gam Len Bet Tetresh Sadi Tav Gimel Tassin Kadosh Birov Tuha Nae Adata Het Kufet Het Donayim Yachid Geya Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimulamad Hey Zion Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushmatziakatenu Yodeya Kalufo Shin Kufav Zadi Yud Taf. I seem to be getting some static infrequently, so that please continue muting your phones by pressing star 6. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. From the Sadduqim. The Sadduqim who left on this day. Which is the 10th of Tibet. The 10th of Tibet is a fast day, a sunrise to sunset fast day, for those of you who aren't going to fast. destruction of the temple. It's the day that the sages tell us the walls of Jerusalem were breached by Nebuchadnezzar. But the Tzaddikim who left this day is Zechariah ben Barachia ben Ido Anavi. And this is a good day to study the prophecies of Zechariah. Malachi Hanavi. And Malachi is the last prophet. It's a good day to study his prophecies. Rabbi Yehuda Eilenberg. Rabbi Nelson Schernhartz or Sternberg of Breslau. Rabbi Meir Shalom Rabinowitz. Rabbi Noach of Hordeshitz. Rabbi Raphael Wechselbaum. Rabbi Yecheskel Halshtuk, the Ostroger Rebbe. Rabbi Chabtai Yogo. Rabbi Avraham Abba Lefer, Rabbi Natan Sternhertz, and the Admor Avraham Abba Lefer from Pittsburgh Ashod. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Today's handout. Is available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column, the listing of all of the parashiyot, all the Zohars on all of the parashiyot, and we are going to be studying section 2 in the parasha of Vayechi. And we will start with Pasuk 25. And initially, we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkin te bit hilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Le'akta Hashem yud hei bavav hei b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadenu kunenei aleinu maaseh yadenu kunenehu. Vayikrevu yemei Yisrael la'amut. Rabbi Chizkiya amar chamada akta degaluta dehawa aran. Livnohi kariva. Ve'anafshaya udhikat limat laishtar chai kadhawa necheyat midragin bedil chovechon tisrael lanachet imchon begaluta. Zaka ahul kehon, dehi la nachet imchon. Begaluta isha ta aran, beine amaya. Beat amart miadua, bati vein ishkarati. Beino ne, beino ne. Da Yisrael bati ve'en ish da shekina ha-katzor katzra yadi mifdut ve'im ein bi koach le'hatzil chen bagala rati achariv yam arsim Viharot midbar kudshabarihu yahavulaka Israel dila yishlot rav revana aharabahon nachatu legaluta shekinta imchon vehu rachek mi batronita. The translation. And the time drew near for Israel to die. Rabbi Chizkiah said, he saw this trouble of exile upon his children, and his soul drew near death. He did not remain alive when he descended his graves because of the sins of Israel. Israel, Zeranpin, did not go into exile with them, like the Shekhinah who went into exile with them. And he asked, happy is the portion of Israel, for if he, Zeranpin, would not have gone down with them into exile, they would have remained among the nations, without being able to escape. Why then does it say, why, when I came, was there no man? When I called, there was none to answer. Was there none to answer alludes to Israel, namely Zeranpin. When I came, was there no man? This is the Shekhinah. Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. So Zeranpin did come down also with them into exile. And he answers, the Holy One, blessed be he, gave a portion to Israel, so that no other minister would rule over them. Thus he is with them in exile. Also, when they went into exile, the Shekhinah is with them, but Zeranpin is far away from the Shekhinah. My commentary. We learn in this pasuk that while both Zeranpin and the Shekhinah are in exile, they are separated, and this is the meaning of exile. Also, we have a question. What is the portion given to Israel? Some will say the land of Israel, yet there are many other meanings to the word portion. Pasuk 26. Lo ina matzati chen b'enecha chakar yat b'nohi gul hon v'amar lechon achtan sagin bishin rav ravin chameyat v'meyal livrechon Ashkechan Rachamei Ilaei. The translation. And he called his son Joseph and said to him, if now I have found favor in your sight, he examined all his sons and said to them, I see many evil troubles come upon your children, and one should find supernal mercy. My commentary. Have you ever asked the question why Joseph is called alone without his brothers? Did Jacob see that evil troubles would only happen to Joseph's children? It does not actually make sense. Even if Joseph is a favored child, Jacob would have learned not to show favoritism. Chapter 27. Tehewey. Ka'avah ha'adchon upakidei b'kol dar v'dar. Tiyete bat rekon v'yatun ba'an. Lemebad hake tivkun mikol akta. Tiyete alechon. The translation. If you wish to be delivered from all these troubles, swear before me and we shall have the master of the universe as witness between us that you will conduct yourself according to truth and justice and behave like your fathers. You shall teach it to every generation that will come before you, who will come after you. And if you shall do so, you shall escape all the troubles that will come upon you. My commentary. Learn this pasuk's message well. The path to remove chaos is to live according to truth and justice. Truth is Zerunkin, and justice is the Malchut when moved to the central column. It is causing the unification of Zerunkin and Malchut. That is the tool to remove chaos from your life and ultimately from the life of the world. Pasuk 28. Rabbi Shimon Amar Tehatzigu Beshar Mishpat Ulai Yechenan Hashem Elohe Tzevaot She'erit Yosef Te'it Kariyu V'nohi Yisrael Kulhon Yosef. Rabbi Shimon said, to explain away the difficulty that he called only Joseph his son, and not all the tribes, the words of Rabbi Shimon are brought here, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that Hashem Elohim of Tzevaot will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph, for all the children of Israel are called Joseph. My commentary. This answer does not satisfy me. Yes, all the children of Israel are called Joseph, or in the Tanakh, Ephraim, except for Judah and Benjamin. There is much to contemplate in this pasuk. Pasuk 29. Ve'ita'adum ha'ake latik barum. Chad min b'ri ela iti tetuvun le'arakon bishlama. The translation. The Zohar is returning to the words of Jacob. If you shall do so, you shall bury not one of my children in Egypt, but return safely with me to your land. My commentary. On the physical level, only Joseph and Jacob are buried in Israel. When we realize that all of the children of Jacob and Israel are tzaddikim, and Egypt is that narrow place, then all of the children of Israel return to your land. This gives new insight into the teaching that the resurrection of the dead will apply to the people buried in Israel first. Those tzaddikim buried out of Israel will also be resurrected first. This is my contemplation point. Pasuk 30. Hai diktiv shin vayafa tahat yeleki mahu yadcha patach v'yamar hagor harbacha al yerech kibor hodcha v'chadarecha saifa deka b'chesed v'emet tirein sefiran sefiran v'la shavkin dad leda v'yad amar chesed v'emet yichad mu panecha p'nei Hashem chiltam v'yavo tavan v'nohi v'yavidu madekaimu lamit chad mi'b'neihu v'mitzrae dekol tav v'tav d'gazer shema dalatha al enata lahwe ela al dihon savit tavin v'ila lakima v'amar David lema'an yakim Hashem et varo asher diber alai lemor im yishmeru panecha et darkam lalechet lifanai v'emet v'ila lamaitai birkan v'amar aleichon. The translation. It is written, put, I pray you, your hand under my thigh. He asks, what is your hand? He opens the discussion saying, gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty warrior, your glory and your majesty. Also, your hand under my thigh alludes to a sword, which is a sword of grace and truth. The two sephirot, which do not separate from each other, namely Yesod, which contains the light of Chasadim, and the light of Chokmah called truth, and brightness of countenance. Therefore, it says, love and truth should go before you. The anger of Hashem divided them. And if his children were good and did what they accepted upon themselves, not one of the children would have died in Egypt. For each kindness that the Holy One, blessed be He, decrees upon men is on the condition they will be good. As David said, that Hashem may continue His word which He spoke concerning me, saying, if your children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, but if not, he shall not. My commentary. How corrupted have the teachings of the Jewish tribe become in our modern age? Rabbis teach that by doing mitzvot, this verse from Kings 1, chapter 2, verse 4 will be honored. We have a conditional promise from Hashem, as described in this pasuk. If a person of the children of Israel walks on the path of absolute truth, then, actually, when one does a mitzvah with an improper kavanah, then they are not speaking or doing truth, since the inside consciousness does not match the outside actions in the frame of reference of absolute truth. Pasuk 31. Tachat seka mahu adifrucha diaba merucha divra derucha diabahiyu. The Abahu Rucha Dira Rucha Me Rucha Salka Vihisai Ma'at Avira Achara Verucha La Nafek Shalim Deha Chaserhu Vahai Avira Vahai Nu Era Lamud Limud Midbar Biawat Navsha Shafarua. The translation. Come and see. Better is the spirit of the Father than the spirit of the Son. For the spirit of the Father is that of the Son, spirit drawn from spirit. Thus we find the Father's spirit in relation to him is that of the root in relation to its branch. But if another heir of the other side contributes to the spirit of the Son, he is not born whole, but rendered defective by that heir of the other side, namely, a wild donkey used to the wilderness that snuffs up the wind in her desire. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining that the spiritual level is lower than the spiritual level of the children is lower than the spiritual level of the father. This is an incorrect the way it was written. This is usually the case, although if the father has been rendered defective, as described above, it is possible for the child to be higher spiritually than the parents. Pasuk 32. Saba Azalika potkiyayo Alika meihu Rav Yesa Saba Elbamai Askitu Vavileya Vavilanafshaya Ishtalach Rucha Dimsava Deishtakach Imeya Beoreyat Leya Libreya Vehayu Dikud Shabarichu Leit Leya Hulaka Shavek Leya Ulaka Shavek Leya Lishetza Leya Lealma Piate El Manael Ha El Haka Olifna Gehayruta Bishta Ach Senin Kulhu Beno Ilayatugun Tehaleyat Mila Kaima Kame Teshuva Vana Hake Olifna Tehasvavta Dayavu Lazimna Tadadahawena Rishim Bianpi Vyoma Hadhavena Azel Biarcha Biarana Bihad Saka'a Bial Yado Itavar Minai Hahu Rishima El Mashemach El Elazar Bekarena Leia Elazar Achara El Berich Rachamana Dechamena Lach Zaka'a ulakach bialma adin uvalma diate. The translation. We learn that Rabbi Hamuna Saba the Elder once went to Cappadocia. Going towards him was Rabbi Issa Saba. According to Rav Ashlag, this paragraph is a later interpolation, which in other versions starts with Rabbi Abba. And there is no comment necessary due to the comment by Rabbi Ashlag. Pasuk 33. Vayomer hishavali wikomer Rabbi Chizkiya patach v'amar Nishba Hashem b'mino uvizroa uzo kayem Kudsha Barichu Dayipoch Yisrael Min Galuta Dilchon Wida Kayam Lechon Kayam Tila Yishpoch Lon Biara Shanehon. The translation. And he said, swear to me. Rabbi Hizkiah opened the discussion saying, Hashem has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, which means Hashem swore he would deliver Israel from their exile. This is what he swore to them by the verse, and he swore to him here, which also refers to the Holy One, blessed be he. He swore to them he would not abandon them in the land of their enemies. My commentary is that the verse is clear as it's written. Pasuk 34. Vayomer shalcheni ki ala ha-shachar Vayomer lo ashalecha acha ki im be'achtani Man berechtani Yahav lon galuta Vekayim lon deishkun Mineya. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. What does bless me mean? To wit, what was the blessing he conferred upon him? And he answers, he assigned them to exile and swore to them he would deliver them from it. My commentary. Does this seem confusing? This Zohar Pasuk brings two different ideas. One Pasuk quoted was spoken by the angel of Edom, or by Hashem at that moment of defeating the angel. The other is a promise spoken by Hashem to Abraham. It is always good to be familiar with the verses in the Tanakh in order to understand many of the pasukim in the Zohar. Pasuk 35. Tana zamin kucha barichu Livrechon di Israel, Dichon kochad vechad, Tichot karseya, Vichon malyan, Mikol ilae, Begin da tishkach, Vav arika kayem, Kuchabarichu, Lishli, Lishle muta. Diva Dira Ugin Shita Vishtahu Yisrael Al Rosh Hamita Sagid Yisrael Delete Meshicha Besof Minyana Tava Tishrei Shekinta Imchon. The translation. We learn that the Holy One, blessed be He, would do for His children of Israel that they would all dwell under His throne and excel the high angels. Therefore, one finds a long vav in the Torah, like in whatever goes on its belly, which is the middle letter of the Torah, which is an allusion that the Holy One, blessed be He, swore upon the perfection of the vav, which is equal to six generations. The secret of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, and Joseph. The secret of the six Sephirot, Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Because of these six, it is written, and Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head. Israel being the secret of Zeranpin, which includes Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. The bowing of Israel alludes to the coming of the Messiah at the end of this time, to wit, after 6,000 years, alluding to the six complete Sephirot, Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, clothed by supernal Abba and Ima, which Sephirot are each of 1,000 years, and the Shekhinah will dwell among them. My commentary. This pasuk mixes different metaphors to express and explain what will happen in the times of Mashiach to the children of Israel. If you read this pasuk carefully, the first metaphor implies that Moses and Aaron are in different generations. This is hard to understand since they are brothers, and we would think that brothers who are a few years apart in age would be in the same generation. The explanation, in my opinion, is that the definition of generation applies to many ages of a person's life. A generation might be 4 years, or 5 years, or 7 years, or 8 years, or many other years. Remember, each generation of the children of Israel has a different generational tikkun as part of the cleansing of the world to prepare Hashem's entrance to the world in the time of Mashiach. That is the end of our section. Does anyone have any questions? Classes this coming week. Sunday tomorrow, there are two classes. One is at 10:30 West Coast time, which will be discussing the unusual period, the little known period called Shovavim in the Hebrew calendar, which commences with the Parasha of Shemot, which will start a week from tonight. And the second class is at 2 o'clock West Coast time, and it's a review for many of the tool called Binding by Striking, Zivug D'Haka'ah. And it's always recommended to review that particular tool because it is the most powerful tool we have on a personal level. Monday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have an essay by Rabbi Brandwein, Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, a Tikkuni Zohar class. Wednesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have our question and answer series. Please bring me any questions you have. Thursday at 4:30, we will have an advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class on the third portion by a she. Reminding you that this Sunday, from sunrise to sunset, is a fast day for those of you who wish to fast. And I also remind you that the Baal Shem Tov teaches that we are a weak generation, and as such, it is not good to fast, but it's better to give tzedakah to a truly poor person. I wish you all shalom, unless there are questions.
Hello.
Shalom. Yes, Aunt Esther.
I got cut off. Can you just repeat? You said the Baal Shem Tov said, and then the phone went out a little bit, and then I got the last part.
The Baal Shem Tov teaches that we are a weak generation, and as such, it's recommended not to fast, but to give tzedakah instead. And that tzedakah should be given to a truly poor person.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Is anybody there? Is anybody there? Anybody there?
Yes, dear, I'm here. I was just listening on mute. I'm going to hang up, but my phone was a little bit far away from me in the charger.
Oh.
So.
Anybody else there?
I don't think it was just the two of us, dear.
Just the two of us?
Yes.
Okay, is this Daniel?
No, it's Jack.
Okay.
I'm in New York.
Oh,
what's
okay.
What's your name? What is your
name? I'm Bernice from California.
Bernice?
Mm-hmm.
Very
I'm
nice.
I'm in California.
Where?
You got a lot of snow up there, huh?
Oh, man, a lot, yeah, and very cold.
Mm.
Today was about 20 degrees.
Yeah, that is cold.
Yeah, not a day to go out.
I used to live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
So you know.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What part of California are you in?
I'm in Woodland Hills. It's near Los Angeles.
Yes, yes, sure. Sure.
Mm-hmm. We've been having rain here, which is unusual. We had a long drought.
Well, I'm sure you need the rain.
Yeah, we had a long drought for a long time.
Yeah.
But I don't like when it comes down so close to each other, so to speak. I like to have a little space so people don't get damaged.
Right. Right. And you know, not a long time.
Hmm. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he's from Woodland Hills.
Yeah, I kind of stopped and started for a while, and he kind of went right on through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's him. He's always going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he used to live out here, and he moved back to Atlanta.
Right.
That's where he is now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's happy there.
Mm-hmm. I guess so, but I think they had some snow today, too, from what I hear.
Well, he sounds like he's in a nice retirement, active retirement center, and he's near his daughter and grandchildren, so that's a lot of knocks.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how everybody's doing in the snow that the South got.
Oh, I don't know. They're not ready for it, right?
No, I think I said on the news today that it snowed in, I don't know, if it already snowed or it's on its way, one or the other, to Georgia and the Carolinas and Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't think they're used to snow in that area so much.
No, they don't know how to drive in that.
Yeah.
Well, you be safe now. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, so are you leaving now?
Yeah, I'm going to hang up.
Okay, so I guess nobody. How long you been waiting?
Waiting for what?
For him to be on the phone.
No, he was on for the last 45 minutes.
Oh, so he's already off. I missed it, huh?
You missed it.
Oh, okay. I haven't been feeling well the past few days, so I thought maybe I'd catch the first part of it, but I missed that too, so.
No, it was at 7 o'clock your time. Yeah.
Okay. So thank you so much. What did he talk about? Do you remember?
You know, I really just listened to it as a kind of sing-songy music. I don't really always follow what he's saying.
Okay. Okay. Well, I hope we'll talk again. Have a beautiful thing, and I hope a beautiful week.
Yeah,
and
you too.
I hope it doesn't get too cold. Snuggle up in the blankets and drink some warm tea or hot chocolate or whatever.
Good advice. Good advice.
Okay, good night.
Good night.